This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Regina Pats forward Curtis Lecision continues a strong season. He's fresh off the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Quebec City, a place where his dad Curtis spent seven seasons playing with the Nordiques. More in moments. The Seattle Thunderbirds have begun their ascent up the U.S. Division and Western Conference standings in the second half. One of the hottest teams going right now, head coach Steve Konowalczyk will break down the recent play. And Calgary Hitmen defenseman Jake Bean is the WHL Player of the Week. The World Junior D-Man will join us to close out the show. First up, Regina Pats forward Jake Lecision was recently ranked 31st by the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. He was in Quebec City last week for the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, and Phil Andrews has more.
We're here with Pats forward Jake Lecision, a member of Team Chariot, the 2017 CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, pick up a 7-5 win over Team Moore. And I guess, first of all, what was your experience like going down to Quebec City there and, you know, taking part in the fitness testing? It's quite the ordeal, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun to be a part of. I haven't really been a part of all that testing stuff before, so it was good to, I guess, kind of compare yourself to the rest of the guys there. And, it wasn't too difficult, but you get to see where you stand within the rest of the players there.
What's it like doing that? I imagine there's a lot of people watching you, and it's a little bit odd.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of the center of attention when you're out there doing the testing, and obviously when you're there, there's a lot of scouts looking on, and I think that, I guess you kind of just got to block that out and just go and do the best you can.
And you play in the game. How'd you feel it went? What was that experience like?
Well, it was a great experience. I thought it went well for myself. I thought I played well. And, it was kind of a bit of a choppy game, I guess, to the start. And just because I think guys weren't too familiar with each other. But as the game progressed, I think guys kind of settled in and it turned out to be a good game.
A lot of goals.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot.
You score one of them late in the game to make it 7-5. But you started the game on the line with Nolan Patrick. What was that like playing with him, a guy that you've been against a lot in your career so far?
Yeah, I think, I've obviously not seen how he plays, and I think that kind of helped my adjustment to playing with him. And, it's weird kind of being on the same line as him, opposed to playing against him every night. And I think that, it was fun, though.
You're ranked number 31 in North America by the Central Scouting Service for the 2017 draft. And I don't know, like, in a game like this, I don't know how much it can hurt or help your draft status. But I guess, you know, if you play well, that's only going to help you. Is that how you kind of approached it?
Yeah, I honestly tried to not have that in my mind at all. I tried to just go out there and play a good game. I think that in the end, no matter how you play, I think that if there's still 72 games, right? And they've got all those games to look at, and I think that this is just one of those many games that people are looking at.
Did people know who you were, considering your dad played there with the Nordiques before they moved to Colorado? I mean, I saw a pretty good article about, you know, you and Nolan and, you know, guys whose, you know, parents had some history there with that organization.
Yeah, I think I got a lot of interviews and questions specifically about my dad and what his hockey career was like there in Quebec. And yeah, I think a lot of people knew how he was a part of Quebec early in his career, and I think, they just kind of wanted to know.
Awesome, Jake. Thanks for listening. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Seattle Thunderbirds are rolling, backed by the WHL Goaltender of the Month for January in Ryland Toth, and a potent top line. The T-Birds are in the hunt for a U.S. Division title once again. I asked head coach Steve Konowalczyk what the magic recipe has been so far in the second half.
It's been our top guys being our top guys. You know, most nights they're really they're strong on the pucks. They're playing well and playing both ends of the ice. They're setting the tone. But you know, you can't win that many games without other guys, secondary guys, helping in their different roles and different situations. And you know, I think a big part of it, if our power play's up, the guys are taking pride in the power play. If it's a penalty kill, they're right over the boards wanting to get the job done on the penalty kill. And, also I think a little bit before Christmas, Toth has really, really kind of settled in and become a big leader and part of this hockey team, and he's been pretty darn steady for us back there as well.
It seems like a couple years in a row now I've been asking you this question, can you catch the Everett Silvertips? It seems like they always start hot, fade off a little bit. You guys start slow and really peak near the end of the season here. So can you catch them?
Well, there's a lot of hockey left. There's a lot of hockey left, and you know, we're trying not to look too far ahead, but same token, let's see how many games we can get. You know, the first step, we're trying to just catch teams one team at a time, or kind of move up the ladder, we want to say, one step at a time and see where we get at the end of the year. And I think we've kind of put some games here to at least we can see Everett. There's still a big gap, and they're going to still win a lot of hockey games. So if we're going to catch them, we got to keep playing solid hockey the rest of the way.
Matthew Barzal now back from World Juniors, and finally you get him back for an extended period of time. Since World Juniors, they always talk about maybe there can be a hangover or a layover. How has he been since returning?
He's been great. It's been the opposite. I mean, to be honest, you know, maybe I expected a little bit. I've seen it, you know, not with him, but other kids, and whether it's with World Juniors or NHL training camp, there's a bit of an adjustment period at different times in their game. He played a great tournament. I watched a lot of their games, and he played both ends of the rink real hard out there, and he's come back, and he's played the same way, and that's a big reason we're winning. And he, you know, being our captain, and we know what he can do with the puck, but just his compete and his care, and he wants to win, and no, there's no hangover. In fact, he's brought his game to another level since he's come back.
Noticed you really go to that line a lot. You have the Barzal line out there a lot. I know they can handle that here, but how much of an advantage is it for you as a coach when you can perhaps get that mismatch on the back end on the other team, knowing that you can maybe, you know, ride those guys a lot?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I'm not going to – every coach, when you have guys like that, you're pretty excited, and makes your job a lot easier at times. And they, you know, when they're going, it's like they have been. Usually the puck's in the other team's end, and if you need to get some momentum back, and if they're not creating scoring chances, and I say they, like Gropp, I don't want to take away from the way Gropp has played through the stretch, and Keegan Coles are all three of them, you know, and it's been a long time waiting for those three guys to play this well together. And for the most part, up until even the start of this year, I had to keep splitting them up, and because they just one of them wouldn't be going that night, and it doesn't work. It doesn't matter how good you are. And through this stretch, we've had all three of those guys jumping on pucks, strong on pucks, and they all got skill. They all can skate, and they're all, you know, they're all strong as well. And that's why it's been a special line. Not just Matt, he's been playing great, but all three of those guys are playing their game. I would say they're playing their game individually together, if that makes sense. They're doing what they need to each do, and together it's forming a pretty nice line.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Calgary Hitmen D-man Jake Bean has been on fire since returning from the World Juniors. With 8 points in three games, he was named the WHL Player of the Week. Brad Curl spoke with him.
Jake, let's start with the World Juniors for you. What sticks out from that tournament?
It was a really special experience for me. It was, I think the biggest thing that I really took away from it was just how good the best players in the world are when it comes to key moments. You can see in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and even in the finals, even though we didn't win, the best players in the world, it's pretty special to see how much they execute at those times. So,
you look back on your silver medal performance and to win it on Canadian soil, put us into your skates. Do you ever get comfortable playing in front of that big crowd? So many Canadians have your back, but yet at the same time comes with that expectations.
I think we did get used to it. It's pretty special. It's definitely a big difference coming back, and it makes a big difference having a crowd like that behind you, especially when everyone on your team is just as excited to score goals and stuff like that. So it was a really cool experience.
Well, speaking of points and scoring, you did a lot of that this previous week. WHL Player of the Week, 8 points in three games, 3 goals, 5 assists, including your first career hat trick. Take us through that week that was.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a result of a pretty desperate team here, and we're making a playoff push, so we got all the guys going right now, and everyone's pretty desperate, so I was just fortunate enough to get the pucks in certain situations, and we're making a push here. So,
tell us about the hat trick. When was the last time Jake Bean had a hat trick?
Oh, I don't know the last time I had. I think in Bantam I had one. I think I had one in Midget too, but it's been a while. So,
and for you in this playoff push, can you draw on your World Junior experience and bring this back to your dressing room?
For sure. I think it's a lot about just not getting too high or getting too low. Obviously, you want to win all the games, but we're not going to win all of them. So we just got to kind of stay even keel and just make sure we're always focused on the next game. So
you've narrowed the gap at one point, 10 points out of a playoff spot, now just one. Do you feel as though that this team is starting to turn the corner and, you know, it's up for grabs, and if you play the way you're capable of, you'll be able to secure a spot?
For sure. I think guys are starting to realize Calgary isn't a team that doesn't make the playoffs, so it's something that's really been expected of the team the last however many years, and I think we're really starting to come together here, and should be pretty fun to make a push here in the last quarter.
Last one for you, and that's individually. How's this season been for you? A bit of a whirlwind. You get drafted in the first round by Carolina. You get injured early. You go to Canada's World Junior Team, win silver, and now you're into the heat of a playoff push. A lot's gone on for you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind year, but I think it's been really good for me. It's given me a chance to just make sure every day I'm focused on what I need to do to get better, and regardless of the distractions, whether I'm injured or I'm away from the Hitmen, I'm with a different team, kind of thing like that. So I think it's been really good for me.
Jake, thanks for this. Continued success.
Thank you.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to both Jake's, Lysician, and Bean for joining us, as well as T-Birds coach Steve Konowalczyk. And also thanks to Phil Andrews in Regina and Brad Curl in Calgary for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.